This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. Think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So we've got about 52 minutes left in the show. So give us a call. Until then, we got a couple callers on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Stephanie's in Cape Cod.
Stephanie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I have two problems. My Christmas cactus is blooming, but it's very limp. I'm not sure if I keep on watering it, thinking it's too dry. And the second one is I had a new lawn put in. They brought in loam. I put in irrigation, and something keeps on digging up my lawn.
Okay.
Even during the winter. As soon as we have a warm spell down here, I assume the loam is soft, and then it's dug up during the night.
So are you seeing like almost like tunnels?
No.
Like is it raised areas in the lawn, or is it dug up completely?
Well, the whole lawn is kind of raised up, the whole lawn, okay. And it's on a slope. And, I could go out. I don't think there are tunnels.
I think what you're having is, if it's raised up a little bit like that, you either have moles or voles going into the lawn. It's common this time of year that you would see that. Excuse me. The best way to, what I'd like to see you do is today, before the end of the day, closer to the, you know, maybe after the Patriots game's over. So about 4:30, 5 o'clock. So it's just about dark. Walk on the lawn and push down those areas. And push it down to, the reason why I'm telling you to push it down, and push down everything, so tomorrow you can see where this mole or vole is actually active. It's most likely moles. What'll happen tomorrow is certain areas will be raised, or you start to see holes here and there.
Yeah.
That's where the mole is active. So mole can go over your entire lawn, but only be active in one corner. It's just, you just notice it all of a sudden, like the snow goes away and then you're like, oh, everything's raised. So by doing this, you're finding exactly where the mole is. The reason why you want to do that is you can take something like Mole Max from Bonide, which is a repellent, and create a barrier to push that mole away from your lawn. Now, it doesn't make sense to just put the Mole Max out on the lawn everywhere or the perimeter around it, because you could keep the mole inside. So that's why you want to find where it is and push it away slowly. There's also products you can use to kill the mole. Moltox is one that you can use, and that's, you would do the same process to find where they're active and put that in its hole. It would eat it and it would die that way. So it does sound like you have moles, and I would definitely look at Mole Max is a great one as a repellent.
Okay. See, it is raised, and the back of the lawn kind of goes down a slope.
Yep.
And should I look for a hole, and I've got hydrangea planted all along there, and other grasses and all that stuff. Should I look to see if there's a tunnel?
I would definitely take a look. You would just see like a hole coming out of the ground, almost like a volcano, the way it comes up. And just push down everything that you can, that you find. Because, you know, the important part is you'll notice tomorrow where they're actually active. Because they're going to come out of the ground. They're going to push up. You're going to find if it's an active hole, active area. So that's why you want to do that with the moles.
Now, what are they coming up for?
They're just.
What are they eating?
They're eating the roots underneath. They're eating. Insects is what they're looking for. So they just they dig and eat as they're going, and it just raises the soil up because they push it up and all over to create their tunnels. So it's when there is no snow cover. Is when you notice it the most because of the fact that the ground isn't completely frozen, so they can be active. If there was a bunch of snow and the ground was thawed, it might not be as noticeable. So they're just active because of the weather as well.
We haven't had any snow. Now, I've been treated for, is it a chink bug?
Chinch bug, yep.
How do you spell that?
It's chinch, C-H-I-N-C-H, I believe.
So do you think those are still in there, too, and that's what they're trying to get?
They could be, but they're in everybody's yard at this time of year. They'll reproduce more because of the non-snow cover. I don't know, there's not much you can really do about preventing them other than using that repellent to keep them away from you.
Okay.
Okay.
And now, what about my Christmas cactus? It has beautiful flowers, but it's very limp.
How often are you watering it?
Well, I was watering it like every 3 weeks.
Okay. Before that, how often were you watering it? Is it that how you've watered it at all times?
At all times, I would say. Unless when it started to get limp. Then maybe I started watering it more frequently, thinking I have not been feeding it. I was feeding it.
So feeding, you don't want to do it when it's flowering. You want that to allow it to flower. You only really want to fertilize prior to it flowering. And after it flowers, to just give it back some of the nutrients. If you've given it everything you can once it starts to flower.
Okay.
And it's using those. So in the winter, you want to keep the soil more moist. Okay, so...
Okay, and that's what I've been doing. It's the cold.
The cold could have an effect on it if it's near a draft or something along those lines.
That's what it is.
Okay. You brought it outside during the spring and summer and fall?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I have a very bright kitchen with lots of windows, and it was just fine there.
Great. Yeah, so during the fall, you want it to be a little bit drier for the soil.
Okay.
To allow it to start the budding routine like it did for you. And then as it starts to blossom, that's when you want to pick up a little bit of the watering. In the spring and summer, you want to water regularly too. You want to maintain the water in there as well as the fertilizer.
Okay.
But right before the budding is when you could do a little bit drier soil. But at this point, water it more frequently than every couple weeks. Probably take a look at it every... 5 to 7 days or even sooner, 3 to 5 days. Just take a look at it. You don't want the soil to be saturated to the point where you put your finger in there and all the soil comes up. You want it but you don't want it to be the dry point where it's too hard to put your finger into the soil.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Well, I enjoy your show. You're doing a great job, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephanie. Enjoy your...
I'm going to enjoy that game.
Yeah, me too. I hope for a good outcome at the end.
I hope so. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. I know we got another caller on the line, Nathan, but looks like I only got a minute. I don't want to pull him up yet. We'll get him on the other side of the break, so hang tight if you're listening so we can get to your entire question and not cut you off. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. One other thing I didn't talk about with a mole repellent is you could use a sonic spike or a mole spike from Bonide. You put that into the tunnels. It gets off the sonic sound. We can't hear it. The moles and the gophers and the voles, they all hear it, and they stay away. Some are done by solar. Some are done by battery. So that's another one. It's the sonic spike from Bonide to help with the get rid of moles. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. About a half hour to answer all your questions, so give us a call.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
Now I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
There we are. Joanne and Pelham.
Joanne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for carrying on your father's show. It's very informative, and he is very much missed.
Thank you.
I have a question about morning glories.
Okay.
I plant them every spring, and I pull them up every fall, and I'm wondering, any chance they would grow back?
There's a chance. I've seen them grow wild. I think it sometimes depends on the variety, but they're, you could definitely leave them in there and try again and see what happens. What I would suggest maybe doing is, the soil around the areas that you do, make sure you give it a little bit of cover for the winter.
Okay.
And by cover, I mean, you know, you could use mulch, you could use leaves, you could use straw, you could use any of those types of things to put around it. They are one that grow quick, hence why they want to, you know, they can easily be done each year. But if I remember correctly, at my parents' house in Maine, they had actually put some in around a light post, and each year it would come back. Not as strong each time. We didn't really do much to it, but I remember it coming back.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because this year I did just cut them down, but normally every year I dig them out and replant, and I thought, this is going to be a better way to do this.
Yeah, I really think, like I said, my parents' house, they had it, so I don't think it's, I think it's possible for this to be done.
Okay.
It just might not be as prominent as it is from a new seed that's already started to grow.
Okay.
But I think that you could add to it each year a little bit to get it a little bit stronger, as long as you keep the same same varieties. But I think that with the Morning Glory, some of them will come back with you. You just have to take a little bit. You have to take a little bit of extra care to it. Trying to think here. There are some perennial Morning Glories that I've seen. It's Ipomia is the variety. Heavenly Blue might be able to come back for you.
Okay.
And then there's also a, it's like a deep blue color. It should come back to you. I've seen it as a perennial, that variety. I'm trying to think if there are any others that I can think of. What I can do is I'll look at one of my books during the break and see if I can find another variety for you that definitely should be a perennial.
Okay.
There's a, like a moonflower one. It's kind of like a Morning Glory that has the white flowers. That okay. should be a perennial. A lot of times they're like different zones. They're a little like more like 9, 10, 11. So it needs to be a little bit warmer. But I think what you can do by doing some of that is covering the areas, covering the base with that mulch, with the soil or straw or leaves, etc., just to give it a little extra for cover for the winter.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate all your help.
No problem, Joanne. Good luck. And like I said, let me look in one of my books here during the break. So listen on for me, and I'll do what I can to get you.
The local channel here shuts you off at 9:30, so I won't be able to hear it.
All right. Well, I'll, you know, if you wanted some more information, go to our website at paulparent.com. Go all the way to the bottom and hit contact us, and I can email you back some other varieties that I've found. That way you can have them for the future.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for another half hour to answer your gardening questions, so give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. Again, the phone number, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can. Like I just said, I'm going to do a little bit of research on the other side of the break so I can help you guys out if I don't have the answer. But give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. See you on the other side of the break.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president says he's not worried about any of his 2020 challengers so far. In a Saturday interview, the president also saying none of the candidates in the running stand out. Trump pointed to his administration's accomplishments, saying nobody can beat his record. The president also slamming a New Washington Post report that cites unnamed sources claiming the president's concealing details of one-on-one meetings he's had with Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
We had a great conversation. We were talking about Israel and securing Israel and lots of other things, and it was a great conversation. I'm not keeping anything under wraps. I couldn't care less.
Trump was speaking there on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine. A snowstorm that struck the central U.S. yesterday, causing at least 7 traffic fatalities, today belting the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. Now, couple plants I want to talk about for listeners out there is a spirea. Spirea is a nice deciduous shrub that has some different sizes and varieties, different colors that you can get. They'll get height from 1 to 8 feet on all the different varieties, up to 6 feet wide. Different colors, pinks and whites. You have foliage colors of blue, green, and gold. Those are some different ones. It's colorful fall foliage, spring blooms, summer blooms. Those are the main reasons why people use them. So there's a couple varieties out there. One of the ones I like the most and reminds me a lot from when my parents had a garden center in Maine up in Scarborough called the Family Patch was Van Hootie Spirea. It's gets kind of big, gets about 6 feet tall and wide, and it just cascades over the flowers. It's almost, I always used to call it like a snow mound Spirea, but this one was a Van Hootie with the white. And it was always in mid-spring. We had, at our garden center, we had one of the entrances had this nice little hill where we had a big rock on top of it that had this spirea growing over the side of it. Now, when it bloomed, it was just pure white. It was awesome looking. I still remember, you know, when I think of these types of spireas, I think of that exact one as an example. So it's a great, great shrub to be using. That's one of the ones that gets a little bit bigger. There is a snow mound spirea that stays about 3 feet tall and 5 feet wide that it actually looks like a snow mound when it's flowering. The flowers will drape down a little bit and be in that white color. early summer, and it's a very nice shrub for what you're looking for. Another one is a little princess spirea. It has pink flowers. Yeah, it gets about 2 to 3 feet tall, 3 feet wide. It's really nice green foliage with a darker pink to it, more like a rose type pink. So it's a cool contrast. One of my favorite ones is a gold flame spirea, or a gold mound as well. That's another one. They have gold foliage with a pink flower. They're a smaller shrub, so 2 to 3 feet tall, 2 to 3 feet wide, maybe a little bit wider. The leaves are really nice. They have a gold tinted. They'll go to a lighter green later in the season, but the fall color is a copper orange, so it's a really nice color to it that'll contrast well with the pink flowers. Mounding form, great for the, you know, maybe the second level of a garden if you're trying to do like ground covers, then the mid-level, large, etc., and canopy. So those might be a good way to do it. But different spireas, there's other ones out there, Anthony Waterer, bridal wreath spirea, the Tor spirea, which will stay a little bit smaller. So many different varieties. You should definitely look at adding those to your garden this year. They're deciduous, so they will lose their leaves. Just remember that. It's not going to be your evergreen, like your boxwoods that I was talking about, or junipers. So maybe it's a nice way to add something in there as well. You could be putting a number of different plants in there as well if you're looking for some winter interest. I like using a red twig dogwood or a yellow twig dogwood for winter interest at this time. One of my favorite dogwoods out there in the shrub form is the ivory halo dogwood. Ivory halo has the leaves are green and white with red stems. So the green and white, that variegation acts like a flower, in my opinion, during the season. So you got a different look to it other than just having flowers all year. This one loves to have it, you know, has the green and white all season. And it loves to be like that instead of its flowers. It's not pushing for the flowers, it's pushing for the leaves. And then in the winter, you have the red stems. So it's a pretty nice way to have it to contrast with some of the evergreens that you might have. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. One of the things I want to add about the ivory halo dogwood, it doesn't like to be watered over the top with like a sprinkler. It's more of a water at the stem type shrub. Sometimes it'll get like black spots on the leaves when it gets soaking wet. It's more of like a scorch from the sun and from the heat. It'll take a little bit of shade, not a lot of shade. So that would be something just to think about when you're putting it in there. So those are a couple plants, like I said, spirea and ivory halo dogwood. Those are nice shrubs to add to it. So, again, they're both deciduous, so they both lose their leaves, so they're not going to stay evergreen. But it might be nice to have some evergreen, have some deciduous, so that you're not having everything always green or everything always deciduous, and it doesn't look like much during the winter. So there are ways to get some sort of foliage out there during the season that looks like flowers, and then some stems over the winter to give you winter interest. Again, there's a yellow twig dogwood bright yellow stems. It's really, really stands out. I like a lot of the gold flowers, the gold foliage on plants. I just think it's a nice color to add to your gardens. It gives you something that color is there, and it's almost like having a flower because it's not just green. It's got a little bit of a something uncommon that you're not seeing, so it adds to it. Because most flowering plants aren't going to last all summer. You know, they're not the endless summer hydrangea. They're not certain hydrangeas. They're only going to last for a little bit. So adding the foliage likeness of it, I like to add that to be better for everyone to see in the garden. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here for another about 20 minutes to answer any of your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Talk a little bit more about some other varieties of shrubs that you can use. One I like a lot would be a Weigelia with its dark foliage. It's got that dark purpley foliage with a pink flower to it. There's one called Spilled Wine. There's one Midnight Wine. Wine and Roses is another one that I really like. They have new varieties of like Sonic Bloom, which are really cool. Fine Wine is one of the nicer ones. All of these have like that darker foliage to it with that pink flower. Like the Fine Wine is one that I was brought to that was one of the originals that I saw that I really liked. It's not going to get huge. It's going to get about 2 to 3 feet tall. It's going to get a little bit, it's about the same width, maybe a little bit wider than that height. Flowers are pink. The foliage is purple. It's a mounded format, so it's really nice. One of the cool things is it does attract butterflies and hummingbirds, and it's also deer resistant. So it's some added benefits to the garden that you might not be shopping that way, or you might be shopping that way, but the colors are gonna be there, as well as deer resistant, butterfly attractant, and hummingbirds. So add those to your garden. This one is a Fine Wine. I really like that variety. My other one I like is Midnight Wine. That's a really good one. It's more for the foliage interest on it. It does have a pink flower, but it's not as prominent as the Midnight Wine. This is more of a deer resistant. It's not meant for attracting butterflies or hummingbirds or that type of thing. It's going to stay smaller. It's only going to be about 10 to 12 inches tall, maybe a little bit taller, 18 inches maximum. And it's going to be wide by 18 to 24 inches. It's a cool little shrub. It's more of a mounding, smaller variety. But it's got that really dark purple. It's almost like a black that it's a purple. So I like to add them in there with, you could add some of the green, like succulents. You could add different types of lime green. You could use a little lime hydrangea with it. That would contrast really nice. It's just something different that you're not seeing in everybody's yard. That's why I do enjoy the Weigelia. They do have a variegated Weigelia. It's called My Monet. That one, the foliage is variegated. Sometimes the white will turn into like a reddish pink of the variegation. It'll be green in the center, white on the outside. Some will get a little bit pink on there. This variety, My Monet, gets about 2 feet tall, maybe a little bit less, and will get about the same width-wise. So this is a couple options. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jim in New Hampshire.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, I got a couple of questions. One is transplanting wild lilac bushes. I got a patch that's been here since I've been a kid, and I'm almost 60 years old. And my other question is, I got another bush. I don't know what they call them. It looks like those big snowball things.
Yep.
I'd like to know when I can transplant them. One,
okay.
The lilacs, man, that snowball bush, the thing is just out of control, but I like to spread it around, and I didn't know what to do with it. The deer love it, but I just want to move it around a little bit.
Well, if you'd like to transplant it, the best time to do it would be either be early spring when the ground has started to thaw out so you can dig. Like the earliest you could do it, the better, when you can actually dig the soil around it. Or
the lilac?
Either one. Okay?
Okay.
So either one you could do this because you don't want the plant to be actively growing leaves.
Okay.
You want them to be in their dormant state, and that's usually early. And so you want to dig as big of a root ball as you can that you can manage. Don't, I'm not talking if the plant's like, just do something that you can manage. And you can do it early in the spring, or you could do it in the fall, closer to like October, November, when the leaves have fallen off and it's starting to focus into the ground. Now, I don't know if you've ever, if you've ever seen a garden center unloading a truck of trees in the spring, early spring, usually those trees have no leaves on them. That's because the best time to do that, the best time to transplant and transport these plants is when they don't have leaves, so they're not going to hurt the tree. They've been dug for a couple weeks, and it's better. You don't see a lot of those big tree trucks until like June or July, because they have to wait till the leaves have fully gone on to the plant. You don't see it often. You might start to see it again in like the fall, but early spring is the best way to do it. And I would use the Biotone starter fertilizer with it to help reduce the transplant shock.
Okay,
it's a granular form from Espoma. You mix it into the soil. Definitely mixes, compost, anything like that that you can add to the soil to give it a good start in its new spot.
Okay, now these are only, there's hundreds and hundreds of these small whips around bigger lilac bushes. What you don't want to do is damage the existing ones that are already flowering. Is that going to be an issue? Because the root systems are going to be joined together, so is it okay to chop into some of them?
It is okay to do that. It might actually rejuvenate some of the lilacs as well. So definitely chop into it, but try to stay as far away from the main stem as you can.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
Bay Advance is a company that rocks you tree and shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're in the home stretch here, so not much time left in the show. But we'll be back next week to give you some more information. Hopefully, you're liking some of the profiles we've been doing and the different shrubs and things you can do in the yard for the spring. Love suggestions from any of you guys if you want to email us go to our website at paulparent.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and contact us. But if you have any thoughts of things that you'd like to talk about or more information about, feel free to hit us up and let us know. We'll do our best to try and incorporate it and get more information for you. And we'll do everything we can to get you some of the newer items, some of the new plants that are out there. We want to make sure that we're fresh and have some good things to be out there for the season. Now, one of the last shrubs I'll talk about just a little bit. I'm not going to talk too much about it. Would be a euonymus shrub. I have some great shrubs out there. Euonymus can get anywhere from 3 feet tall to 20 feet tall, depending upon the variety you get, up to 15 feet wide. They have some of them will have flowers. Most don't. Foliage can be all different types of colors. I like one of the ones that I like is an emerald and gold. It's got gold edges around a green center. It gets about 3 feet tall and wide. It grows well in zones 5 through 9, so New England would do well. It's a nice low shrub, mounding a little bit. There's the Euonymus coloratus that is a climbing variety, so it can get real big. Climb over trellises, fences, etc. Does well in zones 4 to 9, so it's a really nice one. One that I wish we could still grow in Massachusetts, and I know in Maine you can't, I want to say Rhode Island, a lot of the New England states, is a burning bush. That's a type of Euonymus. It's Euonymus compactus. It's one that I miss. It has that red foliage in the fall. It's got some purple berries on there. It can get huge. It can get 20 feet tall, 10 feet wide. It's huge. I do have one in my yard. It was when I bought the house, it had a burning bush. I love the fact that I have it because you can't buy it in garden centers anymore. But if you do have it in the house, you know, remember that when you go to, you know, do you want to take it out? You want to get rid of it? You won't be able to get something like it back. There really hasn't been a lot that's replaced it. Wigelia had done some of the replacement with some of the colors of the foliage, having that dark foliage. But burning bush was one of my favorites out there to have, and it was, you know, you could prune it back and it would just come right back, full and big and beautiful. So that's one that we miss. I wish we had a little bit more of it. Same thing with, you know, a Norway maple. The Crimson King Norway maple is considered an invasive species, as well as the burning bush. Invasive species means that it sends out too many shoots and it will take over an area. I have never seen a burning bush growing in the wild or taking over an area, so not sure how they, our government has decided that it is. Now, maybe somebody's seen it out there, who knows, but I'm one that thinks it is a great shrub that we should still have. Like I was saying, the Crimson King Norway maple's got those purple leaves on it. It's got the same structure as a Norway maple, but it's got that purple leaf. That's considered invasive as well. So I wish we could have that one back. That's one of my favorite trees out there. So those are a couple things that we can't get, but they're still cool if you have them in the yard. Just remember that when you go to look at if you're going to take something out like that, you can't get them back. So that's should be about it for the show. We've got about 45 seconds here, but we'll be back next week. Same time, same channel, 6 to 10. Write the number down, 855-660-4261. Hopefully next Sunday we'll be talking a little bit more about Tom Brady and hopefully a W today. And as my father would say, go Pats. He was a huge fan of the Patriots. So let's win this one for him. And for the rest of New England, Tom Brady, we love you. Keep going. Till then, get out there, plant something, and be good to each other. We'll see you next week.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.